As a reminder to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Morning, Bob. How are we doing?
I'm doing just fine. Quite the week for your team last week. You come from 11 points back at the half and defeat Delaware by 8, and then just a wild comeback on Saturday, a 12-0 run to close the game in the final minute to beat Drexel by 2. Go back and give me your view on those two victories.
I guess we should try to skip the first half. Just play the second half. Play the first half. So, yeah, two crazy games. I guess a reminder that anything can happen in this game if you play it long enough. And Delaware, we dug a hole, but our guys came out and I think kind of asserted themselves in that second half, and we found a way to get that done there against a team that Martin Inglesby, I think he's done a great job there. Getting that program heading in the right direction. And then, the Drexel game last minute was, it was a stretch where whatever needed to go right for us did. And, so we'll take it because, we had a month where whatever could go wrong was going wrong. So I guess people say it always sometimes it just kind of bounces out. So, if you hang around long enough, you'll see things happen that you never can believe will happen. And, I'm proud of our kids for being down 10 points with a minute 15 to go and still just tired out like crazy. So
you've said all along you haven't lost faith at all in your guys. You're along and thinking that you were close. But a comeback like that one against Drexel to come back in the final minute, what kind of momentum do you feel like you might be able to gain from that as we head into these last 3 weeks?
Yeah, well, you hope to gain some momentum. I mean, this is a tough stretch for us here. We end up with 4 out of 6 on the road, and we start the season with 4 out of 6 on the road. So the beginning and the end is really challenging. So we need to have some momentum going into these last 3 weeks. And, of course, we're heading into play Towson, who's as hot as any team in the league. So, hopefully it'll generate some momentum for us.
We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
We have a follow-up from the line of David Driver with the American Sports Network.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning. What's Rock's condition at this point, and are you hopeful that he might be able to play on Thursday at Towson?
Yeah, he's really just kind of still day-to-day. I think he's getting better. But I don't know if he'll be ready to go Thursday. It's just it's a lower body injury. It's just unfortunately one of those injuries that the scientists can't really evaluate. It's got some gray area to it. So hopefully he'll be better. But I'm not sure if he'll be able to go Thursday.
And follow up, he was recruited by some really big time programs. Of course, played 2 years at Oak Hill Academy. Can you go back and when your staff first saw him and what led him to come to Hofstra?
Well, I mean, like anybody else, any other school in the country, you identify some prospects and you work your tail off to convince them it's the right place to come to school here, and that's kind of what happened here. Rock had some other opportunities, just like a lot of people have other opportunities. I mean, he visited Tulane, and he visited Rhode Island, there were some good programs involved, and I think Rock realized this was the perfect place for him, and it's proved to be that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joe, one of the things we haven't really touched on throughout the season is the fact that your team has been among the national leaders, one of the best at taking care of the ball and fewest turnovers this season, only around 11 per game. How important has that stat been to you guys, and what has been some of the keys to that?
Yeah, I wish I could say we talk about that a lot, and I wish I could say that we're extremely conscious of that. But it's not exactly the truth. I don't think we do much more with that than anybody else. It's definitely a priority to take care of the ball and value the basketball and so forth. So, and you wonder if that parlays into a bit of a, you know, where we probably do take a few too many threes, and that might lead to, you know, less attacking the basket and less chances for turnovers. So, it's funny. I'm not an analytics guy. I think they can. I remember Brad Stevens saying one time I was talking to him. He said, "Well, let me go look at Ken Palm and look at those stats, and then we'll go. Then see how I'm going to screw up the team now because of the process." So, I think you just got to go with your gut. And you know, somebody gave me some statistic the other day, and I didn't realize that one either. So,
with Rock out, as you touched on, it certainly has put a lot more focus on your guards. Obviously, Justin Wright Foreman has been playing all year at an all-conference level, but Durant Powers, who we've touched on a little bit, another great all-around week, 15.5 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. How much is his veteran presence helped for your team? And talk about just his ability to help you in so many different phases of the game.
Yeah, he's played well lately. He was good early, and then, you know, it's tough to replace Wanya Green. I mean, it is, and he's done that as best as possible. And you know, he's playing like a senior now. I think he's playing with that sense of urgency that you like to have your seniors to have, and he feels good about himself right now. So, you know, he's been good. Of course, as you mentioned, Justin Wright Foreman's been you know, like you said, an all conference type year. He's having, I don't know where, but he's just because he can score it. And, you know, with Rock out, Hunter Sabaty, who's has had some good games. I think he had 15 points and 14 rebounds or something like that against Delaware. So he's had some good. It's all about the opportunity. Like I tell the kids, you get an opportunity. It's not about getting one. It's about what you do when you get one.
Before I let you go, you guys, a rematch at Towson, as you touched on, playing as well as anybody in the league. You had a tight game with them the first time up 16, and they come back in the second half. As you get ready to prepare for the Tigers, what are some of the keys for you on Thursday?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Pat's scary, but he gets his kids to play hard, and he's got a bunch of tough kids, and they're feeling good about themselves right now. Should. They've really... Yeah, they had a tough start. I think they had a three out of four on the road to start. And to keep their composure and bounce back, I think that's a credit to Pat. He's kept the kids together. And so it'll be a real challenge. It's always tough scoring against them. So we'll see if we can't find a way to do that on Thursday.
All right, Joe. Thanks for taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you, man.
All right, thank you.